Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Lord, the Lord,
That's the effort. That's the desire that you be touched by God. Amen. The subject tonight and today, wherever you might be, amen, is God still in control? Is things are going to the left or to the right, or do you seem to feel that, amen, that the God that created the heavens and the earth, the stars, the moon, the earth, and the axis in which it turns on, oh, do you feel that he has, I mean, the God is in the third heaven, amen, not the God of this world. There are many little gods of this world, but do you feel, amen, he have lost control? And if you have a testimony or desire tonight to express your opinion, amen, we're here always. We're always here, amen, to discuss things. The Bible says get wisdom, but all I get is get understanding. Amen. Father, we're going to pray right now. Father, we thank you. You said where two or three touch and agree, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. And Lord, we ask you to come by and breathe on our listeners, wherever they might be, whatever they're going through. Oh, God, have mercy on them. We are just a blade of grass. Amen. We're here today and gone tomorrow. Amen. We know you have all power in your hands. God bless you. You're welcome to call a friend. Tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We're not about, amen, being confusing or difficult, but we want to get the truth. Sometime through your testimony and through the things that you have gone through, amen, if you look back, say, Lord, how did I make it? How did I make it? And you'll find out, amen, that he lives. He still lives. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, one of God's major prophets, in the 55th chapter here, amen, God discussing salvation through one of his major prophets. And I know sometimes when you hear messages and discussions and debates, why they always allude to, amen, salvation in Christ. Why they always allude to, amen, being in the family of God. Amen. That's why now, even now, wherever you are, amen, there are many people in the world, but they won't be able to hear this message or these discussions tonight unless they turn to the program, amen, and they tap in the numbers, or they go back and review the programs tomorrow on their job. But they have to be in tune with the technology. So the same thing with God. Amen. The same thing with him. If once you're in the family of Christ, as you're in the family of Christ, then you begin to understand there are a lot of things that you seem to thought you have known because of radio programs, different discussions of different people's lives, and things you have seen, you learn through your eyes, through your smell, through your touch, and your hearing. And you feel that you know this situation. But after you got into the family of God, amen, and the Bible speaks to God's people, he speaks to those that found a walk with him. And in him, there are all the protection, all the blessings, all the encouragement, all the things from now, here, and hereafter, amen. You find that you have to learn, not only that, but it's refreshing to you to know there's hope. There's hope. There's hope. He's still alive. He's still alive. Isaiah 55, say, ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine, milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which it satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the true mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader in the commandment of the people, to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nation that knoweth not thee shall run unto thee because the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Seek the Lord while ye may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As for the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and return not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I have pleased, and it shall prosper in the things thereto I sent it. Amen. We're going to stop there. Amen. God's words is not like our words. His thoughts is not like our thoughts. Amen. Tonight, amen, God is still in control. His people knows he's still in control. He's still touching, he's still delivering. But here is the problem, amen. We watch the Hittites, the Jebusites. We be involved because we live in a land, amen. Some, and maybe you might be surrounded, amen, because the days, Jesus said, these are the times of sorrow, earthquakes in divers places, and amen, pestilence, amen, wars and rumors of wars, amen. And you, sometimes you feel, you know, because we are body, soul, and spirit, amen. We have emotions, we have feelings, amen, we reason, but without the word of God, without being assured by God, amen, in some way, amen, that he's still with you, he's still here, he still cares, amen. But his ways is not like our ways. We should put that in our thinking tonight. His ways is not like our ways. His ways, God's ways, is not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. Love cover a multitude of sins. Amen. Paul said, where sin abound, God's grace is much more abound. If right now, amen, with all the killing and all of the, amen, disease and sickness, amen, in different places and trouble everywhere, amen, if sin, amen, if disobedience would overtake God, we probably wouldn't have a world, because the doctrine of the enemy, the doctrine of the of devils and doctrines of demons has come to steal, kill, and destroy. So if love did not have the power and have the all power, amen, this world would be in chaos like it was in the beginning, in Genesis, amen. Genesis 1 said, amen, it was darkness upon the land. The Holy Spirit, amen, covered, amen. When God spoke, say, let there be light, amen. Through the church, through his word right now, there's light. There's light. There's hope, amen. There's power, amen. Just because you see, don't live by what you see. It's there. Love covers. Love helps, amen. And some of you have testimonies can identify. And some of you have gone through things and God has delivered you and you know he still lives. You can call in tonight and encourage those that wherever they might be, tomorrow, this afternoon, or next week, you can call in 855-236-2252. 855-236-2252. Amen. Our desire and our endeavor, amen, to break it down so simple, amen, to anybody, amen, have a desire to know that God still lives through a living testimony, a testimony. Amen. He still lives. He still cares. Amen. He's still here. He still walk with us. He's talk with us. Amen. But it's not the way you think it is. Amen. God loves us all. Amen. You can call in and punch one on your phone wherever you are. Amen. And then the technician would put you in, and we would like to hear your expression of what you have to offer to someone else. Someone else might be hurting tonight. Someone else might be, amen, have a problem. Someone has been betrayed. Someone has gone through sickness and disease. Amen. And you would like to share, amen, knowing and saying that he's alive. He's alive. Amen. Amen. Just go ahead, wherever you are. Amen. And God will.
Amen, Bishop.
God bless you.
I like the topic tonight. Is the Lord still in control? You know,
yes, sir.
Today, there's a lot of confusion going on. And the enemy would like us to depend upon our own strength in this world of confusion today. And I look in the King James Version over in Hebrews 13:5-6, and the word of the Lord said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me. You know, this thing about control, is God in control? The enemy doing what he did from day one in the garden, bring about controversy to cause confusion, to get you to doubt who control. And when you begin to go and reason within yourself, then you're not under the control of the Lord. We should always purpose live according to the Spirit in us and let the Spirit control our desires, you know, for the Spirit itself will put desires within us. We have to set our minds and think on such things which gratify the Holy Spirit. Because, you see, once we gave ourselves to the Lord, we no longer now depended upon our own self, our own intellect, to guide us. We study the Word, and we go to the Word whenever controversies come about, so that we would know who's in charge, we know where the instructions are. When you're doing something and you can't figure it out, you always have to go to the instructions. And the Lord has put his Word here for us, and now we have the Word much better than what they had in the older days. But we turn to the Word to get instructions. And that's the way the control is, to let the Spirit of God control your spirit. There was no time that Jesus acted upon himself. He totally depended upon the Spirit of the Lord to guide him.
Mm-hmm.
And any time when he talked, he spoke of his Father. So today, we got to, when the controversy comes, don't go looking within ourselves. Look to the Spirit of the Lord to guide us.
All right. All right. We thank you for that view there. And we are, like I said, we're looking to the Word. And we didn't have God's Word, the written Word. I mean, the Logos. We didn't have the written Word of God. Amen. I could reflect on Psalm 1. And Psalm 1 said, blessed man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. And we, it is very important. We surround ourselves, and you can hear me repeat this all the time, amen, that we surround ourselves with godly people that have gone through problems and situations. Amen. It's a weighted situation. And the problem and difficulties seem, there is no reality. But until you start practicing, like I said, keeping your mind on God. I remember, amen, I was going through some things. I was praying about some situations, amen, and talking to the Lord about it. And, you know, and after a while, one day, I mean constantly, you know, like James said, the affectionate fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's constantly being real with God. Not only going in the closet, but being out by myself just talking. And after I got back in the job position, the Holy Spirit said, I'm in control. And I said, Lord, how you can be in control? Look like this thing is in chaos. Look like problems is, you know, things still are getting better. Situation is falling apart. But he said, no, I'm in control. And today in time, you hear so much in the end time, you have somebody be, God told me this. But there are times when God would just speak to you, and, you know, the religious preparation. Oh, I fasted so many days, I prayed so many nights, and I read and quoted so many scriptures. There can be some time that God would just correct other people. He said, hey, God had told me many times. No, I did not tell them that. And I said, oh my God. You know, so God is in control, and he's still alive. And he's still available. He's still available for us and for all those that are listening. We have another caller. You have a testimony, and you have a word. You're on the air.
Hello, good evening, everyone. This is Minister Walter. I just like to say this is a great topic we're talking on, and I went in my Bible to Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 8th verse, and said, Jesus said, well, everyone that asketh it, receive it, and he that seeketh, find it, and him that not, it shall be opened. I just like to kind of piggyback off what you were saying. I think that God is always giving us the answer, and I think one of the things that we always look for is we look for specific details when we have a problem. We look for, you know, a specific answer here, a specific answer there. But just like when he told Noah to build an ark, you know, if you look at the scripture, he tells him to build an ark, but he doesn't tell him specific details. Put a nail here, put a board here. He didn't go into that detail. I think God gives you the wisdom to handle your problem, but you got to seek and go forth on how to do things. I think, you know, a lot of times we get frustrated when we get in the middle of the problem, not realizing we're right there at the end of our problem. We're right there coming out of it, and sometimes we begin to give up and not realizing you're almost at the end of where, you know, of your test or your trial. But, you know, I just want to encourage everyone, you know, a lot of times when you're at the most frustrating part is when God will say, okay, that's it. You know, you came through it. And, you know, sometimes we'll give up and we'll turn around not knowing if we'd just held on just a little bit longer, we'd have been through our test and we'd have been through the problem. And, you know, I began to go through some things, and, you know, I looked around for God to just drop an answer, you know, to say, hey, do this and it'll straighten it out. But it didn't come like that. Then I had to sit back and think. And I had to answer all along within myself. You know, it's right here up under my nose. The wisdom was already there. You know, God just wanted me to pull it from within myself because it's already been planted in me. You know, and a lot of times I think we get frustrated if we just sit still and hear the voice of God and his Holy Spirit guide us. You know, he'll guide us in so many different directions and so many ways, and we just sit still a lot of times and just let God do, you know, let God do what he's going to do in our lives. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. You know, just stand strong and, you know, use the wisdom that he gives us. You know, he gives us a lot of wisdom on how to handle everything we go through, and I think a lot of times we just get, you know, frustrated, and we think, you know, God is God has forsaken us, but he hasn't, you know, and just like Jesus said in his scripture, you know, he says, ask and it's, you know, seek, and it'll be given to you. So I just think that just want to encourage everyone to say, you know, keep pushing forth and, you know, always remember that God is always here, and, you know, we live in a time where we're going to have to trust and depend on God for so much right now, like never than before, and we you know, we got to continue to pray and continue to seek his face, because we live in a time where people, so many people are not really dependent on God like they should be.
Right. I appreciate that. We are, when you were speaking there, my mind flashed on when Jesus was walking, and the disciples didn't know when he had risen from the dead, he was walking and on the road, and he was talking. And after he had told them who he was, and they was trying to convince Thomas that they saw him. And then Thomas said, no. Unless I see his hand and his side. And the Bible said that he came through the wall, and all of them was beginning to shake, and they began to be concerned. And he said, peace. And I have learned that God will give you the spirit of peace and calmness in situations. When confusion comes, and you know, you have to learn that, and I'm still learning. I haven't perfected that, but sometimes problems arise, and the enemy come and bring confusion. He try to bring fear. But when you search the spirit and pray, you know, within yourself, and if you don't feel maybe I can picture like a chaos or a breaking down of your confidence, and you just feel a peace, that means God done worked it out. It's not for you, like you were saying. And if we just hold on, because the enemy desire to draw us out, like Adam and Eve. He want to draw us out of that comfort zone. He want to draw us out of that comfort. All right.
You know, Bishop, when both of you said that, I look back to James 3:17, the word of the Lord said, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to entreat, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. You know, man has gotten to where that he gets so much formal knowledge and academic knowledge that he began to believe more in himself. And we look at the word of the Lord asked us to get wisdom. And I think that's where we lose control of ourselves, is when we depend upon the former knowledge we get and not realizing that the former knowledge is only to be able to comprehend the word of God, but it is the wisdom of it that would guide you in life.
Okay, and it's very important. Amen. You know, try the spirit, you know, is of God. We're getting deep in this thing now, because we're talking about counsel, living people, life circumstances, reality, things that are happening on the job, things that are happening that never happened many years ago. And it's in time, which of course is in time. But when you begin to be face to face with, and you got to pray, you know, you got to say, well, Lord, kind of the Holy Spirit will bring back. And I remember my first studying out about the Holy Spirit, and Jesus said, I'm going to send you a comforter. And I said, wait a minute, we got the Holy Ghost, we got the Holy Spirit. Now he's calling him the comforter. He's the comforter, and he specialized. And this is the time, amen. God need to comfort us, to comfort you, comfort me, because we living in this world, this human world, and it is not predominantly, you know, Christian. We have all type of different religion, and have all kind of different gods, and you have to have the Spirit of God within you. And once you, then you have to learn to be led by him. You know, have to learn to be led by him. All right, anyone else would like to call in, just press 1. Amen. We're talking about, is God still in control? You can press 1. Or either you can dial 855-236-2252, 855-236-2252, and press 1 on your phone. You might want to share a testimony, something that you have gone through and God had proven himself again through his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Let's press 1. Amen. And we'd be glad to hear your encouragement. All right, we have a caller. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. And yes, sir.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from
Brother Garrett, I just listened to the talk, and I'd like to weigh in just an ounce if I can.
Well, come on in, both feet. Come and put both feet in there.
The control that God has spent, he gave so much for, is to control me. He wants me to give him that which is not his. See, my life is not his, it's mine. But he wants me to give him his life, give him my life, and let him control it. So it's impossible, as I just heard, for me to do it by myself or on my own. So what he did, he sent Jesus. Now, I'm going to show you the control. You remember when they hang him on the cross?
Okay.
And he, the guy came by and he was breaking the legs of the ones saw that Jesus had died. So
all
he broke the legs of the thieves that was hanging there. But when he saw Jesus had already died, he did not break his leg. And
okay.
That was a fulfillment that the control is that God had already said this, that there wouldn't be a bone broken. Now, you talk about control. Now, all this was done to show if Christ be in you, you see, and you allow him, because he gave you the Spirit, the leading God, that's control. But you yourself have to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so that he can lift you up. So with God controlling us, it depends on our obedience. So that's a bitter pill to swallow, see, because his love is always helping us. You think about these tornadoes and the devastations that they do.
Yes.
And we say, oh, how terrible it was. But if it hadn't been for God's love, the tornado would destroy it more than they destroyed.
Yes.
Now you got to be in him to see this.
All right.
You see, when you had a terrible accident, you come out without a scratch. Your car is all mingled up. What did you come out and say? Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? And see, this is the kind of control. See, he knows the ending from the beginning. He know how far this world is going. But his whole idea is to get in you and I so that you can be led away from the infractions that's in us. So when we call out to him and say, Lord, save me, control is on you right then. When you say, save me and cleanse me from this, you see, he doing exactly what you said. You hear about mountains being moved, but they ain't going nowhere until you speak. And that's
when
you speak, God will hear what you are saying. And not only that, hearing what you say, he recognize who's saying it. And there he makes your enemy be at peace with you. But this is what I'm saying. The control is in you, Bishop. You see
all
what
right,
I'm saying?
All right.
Every time
all
you
right.
deny yourself, because the Holy Ghost stands up in you, every time you deny yourself, you're really promoting the control of God. And
okay.
he ain't taking nothing. He ain't knocking nobody out. He ain't flipping
mm-hmm.
nobody over. He ain't changing. He just what? Supporting those that will obey him. So that was
right.
my way in, because that control thing is something. But you got to give it to God. He ain't going to take it. Give it to him, and he'll control. He'll lead you out of, Jesus led captivity captive. He
all
woke
right.
up the dead
right.
and led him to glory. So
mm-hmm.
that's my
mm-hmm.
way in on that. I appreciate what the
all
brother
right.
was saying, because they dead on the money.
Okay. All right. And, you know, in this, Bible said, a mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. And, you know, I begin to see here, amen, about, I think you made that statement one time that we are the bait. When Jesus told Peter, I make you fishermen of men.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, the gospel is Jesus. It was a time when the Jews, amen, when Peter was put in jail, I think it was about the fourth chapter of Acts, and they beat him and told him not to preach in this name. And they caught him again outside. They was outside in the courtyard. And they said, didn't we tell you all not to bring this man blood on our hands? And I
uh-huh.
thought about that. Holy Spirit quickened that to me. Say, you know, they said not to bring this man blood on us. You know, the name of Jesus and talking about him and talking about what he had done and how he had delivered people and how those had killed him and, you know, and the name of Jesus is so powerful. You know, I thought about sometime when people plead, I plead the blood. We're pleading the blood when we talk about his name. We talk about
uh-huh.
his lifestyle. We talk about what he done and
uh-huh.
how Jesus delivered. The blood, the word is so sharp. That's why the Bible said the word of God is spiritual, and now it's just cutting through everything
uh-huh.
because, you know, we're presenting ourselves, and we're like the sacrifice out there, and God is using us. We have surrendered our will. If I can get to this revelation. And God is using you. He told Moses, Moses, I want you to speak to the rock. I want you to speak to the rock. Moses got upset. You know, some of you know the story. And instead of him speaking to the rock, God wanted to make him a god. He hit the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Many times God, if we just speak what's in us, and the Holy Spirit give it to us, give us a right now word, and I want you to go do this. We're seeking the answer, we're seeking the problems, we're seeking the position, but right now a song might come up, a word might come up in you, and you can just speak it out. You can speak it out. Then people turn around and look and say, my God, how did you make it through that? How did you make it through that? How did you move through that problem? Well, you had nobody but God.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody but God. And many of you can, and I know many of you, I know some of your history, and I talk about many times that one time I was on a mission overseas and coming back, and this hurricane was in America. And the man in the taxi, he was coming down the mountain. He was late. And I'm praying. I'm concerned. I got to make it back. If I miss this plane, it was early in the morning. If I miss this plane, I got to wait another 10 hours to get on the plane. And the Holy Spirit said, peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Say peace. And, you know, when I know his voice, it looked like it just, you know, like a shock went all boom. You know, he says, peace. And I just fell down. I just fell down. I knew. And he's still in control. Go ahead, brother.
When you say that, it makes me think about stay with God's word. We have a wonderful blessing this time that we have the word in abundance and so many books and freely can turn to the Word of God here in America. There are places in the world now where people are being persecuted and tortured for even having this book in their hands. And as long as you turn to the Word, God's Word will give us wisdom. We can draw that wisdom to us through prayer. And once we draw that wisdom to us, to us, give us peace and love and compassion. Give us a putting up inside of us that will make us free of doubt and worry and insecure. Because the Word does that. It fills you and it makes you feel like that fresh spring after the winter when everything is blooming and blossoming and harvest is coming up out of the ground after a hard winter when everything was dark and cold and seemed so isolated just alone. Now that Word comes with a freshness. And being able to any time open that Word and get that assurance of we all have the redemption through the blood of Christ. And that redemption makes us free from sin.
How many times we all, you're breaking up, but how many times we have not thinking, but the reality is that God came in. When I say God came in, He gave you a word, He gave you a rest, He gave you a peace of mind. And, you know, kind of bring this thing to reality to those that are just listening, especially those that are in Christ. You know, we say this, we say that, and we study the word. Amen. But how many times, you know, I remember the scripture was saying, take no thought what you're going to say or whatever. You know, we just go through our life living, and those that just, you know, just join us, especially those that ain't just in Christ, amen, you do all you can, read, pray, fast, go to church, all you can, but there's going to come a time, amen, Jesus said, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And He's going to show you that without you even thinking about, you know, the steps someone explained to you and we have learned. Amen. God's going to show you that He's in control. He's with you always, even to the end of the world. And this is what's so marvelous about it. Amen. And so great about God. Amen. He'll step in at your weakest time, your weakest moment. You're not aware of anything. Amen. And He'll have you to watch. Slow down. Wait. It might be a word or a vision or a dream. And you, next thing you know, you begin to be cautious and begin to see these things. And this is what we're trying to express tonight to all those that are listening. Amen. Be assured. Amen. Be assured. Paul said, when grace abound, when sin abound, God's grace is much more. But people are still getting saved. People are still living a righteous life. Life is still going on. Amen. And God is still in control. He's still in control. All right, we have another caller. Anyone, you can just press 1 on your phone. And amen. We're glad to hear your testimony. Let anyone have a testimony. Amen. They have gone through and, you know, job, family, relatives, finance, things today. Amen. I think we have another caller on the line. Amen.
I just would like I like to esteem another point here. I began to my last job. I began to go through different things and different trials, and you know, I began to pray and ask God for direction, and you know, I didn't really know how to handle certain situations, and it was just coming on me so strong, and it began to weigh on me, even as a believer. Yeah. You know, I began to come home sometimes and not even want to pick up the Bible because it was like, it was so much going on at work, so much stress and so many problems. But the Lord began to remind me, you have a advantage that some people, you know, people don't have that are working with you. You have an advantage that they don't have. And your advantage is the Holy Spirit. I gave you the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
So
yes, sir.
I begin to allow the Spirit to lead me, even on my job. I begin to allow the Spirit to lead me. The Spirit would say, okay, get this report together, send this email out to your boss, okay? And then when I would send it to them, they would say, well, I would just get ready to email you and ask you for this report.
Right.
You're on top of the game. Right. You're on top of your game. Or, you know, the spirit would say, do this right here, and then I'm going to do it. And then he would come back and say, well, you really on top of your game because this is what I was looking for. This is what I needed. You know, and I began to lean on the spirit more and more and more. And as I begin to lean on the spirit, even now on my present job, you know, the spirit will begin to say, do this right here, do this right here. You know, lead me in this way.
Right.
And as I begin to do it and led by the spirit, you know, it's just, it'd be right on time. And I even, even now my boss now, he'll say, I don't know how you do it, he said, but a lot of times I be thinking of stuff I want you to do, and you'll do it before I even ask you to do it. It's because the spirit doesn't let me to do it, you know, and I just think that, you know, we have such a huge advantage as believers. You know, the spirit is just, the spirit is, I'm a big football fan, so the spirit to me is like your left tackle. It watches your blind side. You know, it don't let something come around it and, you know, get you out of the car. You know, it always there to cover your blind side, you know, and it's always there to lead you and guide you. It's your aid when you need it, you know. It's always your helper, you know. It's your assistant.
Right.
You know, I think the Holy Spirit is just a wonderful thing to have.
It is.
You have to, he said, when he, the Holy Ghost, and when you acknowledge him and, you know, thank him and talk to him, you're getting information from Jesus, but, you know, you're aware. You're aware that he's there. All right. Go right ahead. I think someone was making a statement. Yes.
I don't want to take too much time here coming toward the end, but I just love the way every possible scenario, every answer you need has already been put in His Word. And I go over to Colossians 2:2-4 and verse 9, and the Word of the Lord says, that their hearts might be comforted, being knitted together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Now, verse 10, and you shall be complete in Him, which is the head of all powers and powers. God's word is there with every answer we need. I remember as a little boy going to church, and the word was so simple. The way man, God would bring the word, it would be so simple. And seeing now in this 21st century, with all the academic knowledge that man has, seeing like now there's so much dissecting of the word that I can't get the full meaning of what to stand on when I'm out there challenging the world.
Right,
I just want to bring that verse in there because the word is simple and it's powerful. And we got to depend on it. And like the gentleman said, we got to turn His guidance and the direction we need and start believing upon our own intellect.
All right. And we have to throw 1 John, the 4th chapter in there. And John said, try the spirit and see whether or not it's of God. You all seem like seasoned men have gone through to know the difference between God's spirit, amen, and putting yourself, you know, praying and talking to God and say, Lord, what shall I do, this, that, and the other? And you learn, amen, the right thing to do because you asked the question and God gave you the right answer, amen, by trying the spirit. Those of you that are just young in Christ and you have problems, jobs always, our careers can be challenging, can be very challenging because the enemy want to come in and use tools and things as well as our family, amen. The enemy want to come in and use your children, amen, or your spouse, amen. And you're talking to God, and you're asking Him and talking to Him, and you watch and see, amen, He began to line up with the Word, and you have to dissect, to know the Spirit of God, know who he is and begin to learn, amen, that, you know, his spirit is peaceful, his spirit is love, there's no darkness at all, there's no tricks at all, but you have to try it. You have to try it, okay? Anyone else would like to come in on this? Just press 1. I know we have some little dizziness going on here. Amen. A little phone problems, a little bit. A little fuzziness. All right. We have another caller. All right. Go right ahead. I think we have. But remember,
Bishop,
go right ahead. Yes, sir.
Jesus said, the peace that I give not to the world.
Mm-hmm.
I said that because peace is the control factor.
See,
our troubles, we have troubles that man have never known before.
Let me say this. I don't want to get on a sermon, but you, my mind, Holy Spirit, quicken my mind. Every time Jesus show up, he said, peace. Peace. Go right ahead.
Now he gives peace to his own.
Mm-hmm.
The peace is what brings the patience.
He don't give
that to the world. He don't give that to those that are not in him. So what I'm saying is, this is what keeps us from falling apart. That the brother just talked about the trouble he had on his job, and how the Holy Ghost would speak. You understand? Because God don't want you stressed out.
Right.
Isn't that
right,
so?
Right.
Jesus, he. Remember now, he resides within us. So he is the one. Now you got to put it right where it belongs. He's the one that stand up and keep you from jumping off the ridge.
Amen.
You get my point?
That's right.
He the one stands up in you, and when your wife burns the biscuits, he the one stands up in you and says, "Just honey, you got to be careful, and you don't throw out the house because she burned the bread."
Amen.
Jesus knows.
Amen.
The word says, now he is the very epitome of the love of God. And the word said the love of God constrains us. Didn't it say so?
Yes, sir.
The love of God. God said, I never leave you. He's always there to show us that we don't have to go sour on him. When he said, when he already said, you shall not perish, but have eternal life. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
So we talking about control. You get Christ in you, which is the hope of glory. Listen, you don't have to worry about missing heaven. Just stay in him. He said, come to me. I'll give you rest.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? He said, come to me. I give you rest. Look at him. Now, while you're resting, he said, now, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. See, you can rest. You can learn real good when you're comfortable, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
When you're in the military, the officer come in and say, what they said to make you stand at attention. Attention?
Yes,
right?
Sir.
He controls the whole room. You see? You jump up and what you buy, you make that, you stand straight right at attention. So this is what Jesus is saying. When I come in you, see what I'm saying? You will give way, and he will gain control. God will move in your favor when Jesus come in, and you work with him. You let him lead you. All of heaven will back you.
That's what I said about control. All right, we're closing down here. We're going to. Brother Hester, you got
Yes, sir. That really got me a little. I just want a little piece of that, what he got there. And when we turn control over to the Lord, we stand strong in the Lord and in his power and in his might. And we can take a stand against the devil and resist him, and he'll flee from us. But as we draw closer to God, God will draw closer to us, and we won't have any fear, because God would never leave us. I really like this. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Just thank you for this subject.
Yes. You got to try it. You got to work it. And the more I found that you put yourself out there and move around and do things, and amen, God loves to get out there, expose himself through you. Amen. When the real enemy is out there and people trying to shut you down, and God knows, amen, that when you are not in yourself either, that you're working, and he knows when other people, amen, when every time Jesus showed up, amen, the enemy say, oh, Father, you come and destroy us before time. So if you're out there involved and you know, real problems and real situations, amen, the Lord going to stand up. Ella said the Lord going to stand up, the Holy Spirit, amen, he gonna fight for you. He's going to tell you to step in the background. Step in the background, son, and, you know, don't do nothing. Just hide behind me. Amen. Just stand right there, and I push you out there, then you take over. But let me clear the way for you. All right, we going down, and we got about a couple more minutes here, and we're going to have Garrett tonight to give us a closing prayer. Amen. On those that are listening, wherever they might be, and they feel that, you know, there's a song that was the same that, you know, he lived. When you see the birds flying and the trees, you know, God's still alive. He still lives. Amen. Ella Garrett, you can come on and close us out with a prayer.
Amen. Now, Father in heaven, we thank you for your great love that you have for us. We thank you so much for the day to have you kept us. We thank you, Lord, for this radio broadcast. We thank you, God, that it would blossom and it would do what you set it to do. We thank you, Lord, that you have risen and raised up Bishop Poole with such an idea. And I ask you to bless him, oh God, and ever keep him. I pray right now that you touch him, oh God, in his body and make him whole everywhere. We ask these things, oh God, because of your love you have for us. And all those that will listen, all those that call in, and the preachers that are talking, God, we thank you for them, and we ask your favor tonight to bless them in their homes.
Favor on them. Favor
all
on them.
Their doings, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Now we ask, oh God, for the listeners, that you would break every yoke that binds them. Let the word of God do what you sent it to do in their life. We know you have the power and the control. And today we ask you, Lord God, forgive us for our sins, our criticisms, and our complaints. And, oh God, bless us and make us whole everywhere. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give your name the glory. And do these things for us. We'll tell somebody you did it. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Brother Hester, give me 10 seconds. What you got? 10 seconds.
On the authority of your word, Father God, we declare that we are more than conquerors, and we are gaining and surpassing the victory Christ loves us. We refuse to let ourselves overcome by evil, but we are overcome and master evil with good. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Be all. Thank you.